call a meeting to order.
In psychology.
Do we have any modifications?
Nope.
Cool. Shoot.
All right, well, thank you, Kent, for scheduling us in tonight. So I just really, again, Tim Jones, Don Mills, I just wanted to start by, you know, saying thank you, you know, for the town's partnership last couple of years. You know, last year we were able to obviously do the mountain road. We got a little bit of West Jamaica Road started on the other end, but our big project here was Willis Cemetery, and we're just wrapping up the overhead here on Stratton Arlington Road. So we didn't get a chance to do our big West Jamaica project, which pretty much goes from outside the door all the way to Jamaica. So we still have that in the till. So that's probably where we're going to start at the other end this year. So I just want to stop and make sure that, you know, we're on track, meeting expectations with the town, with Chris, with what we've done on, you know, well, a cemetery is probably the prototype in your town of doing the CIC work. We've done 80 miles of it now, but we want to make sure that, you know, you're satisfied with how that turned out. And just to say, once the snow clears and the frost comes out, you know, if there's anything out there that we need to come back and address, short circuit, cold, whatever the case may be, I haven't heard of anything, but okay. It's frozen.
Yeah, well, Chris
Reebok,
yeah, had reached out to me, and we never did get the final inspection done last year because winter came,
yeah,
you know, earlier than it typically does. So I'm sure we'll take a look at it. And honestly, no disrespect to anybody, but I think we need to approve on what happened down there. There was a few things that I wasn't elated about. We got through it. One of them is I think they wait way too long to start putting the culverts in after the wheel goes by. We lucked out last year because it was dry. But if you look up those culverts, once they cut them, there's no water drainage.
Not that.
And I think there was just too much. There was too much time before it started getting put back together. And then that day in the fall, and I kind of feel bad, but I kind of lost it on Buck Adams that day that he called, and I just felt like I'm getting kicked down the road, and I'm like, we're looking at November, and there's no gravel on that road, and I saw red for a few minutes. And, you know, like I say, no disrespect to any of you guys, but I was pissed. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't the time of the year to be graveling that road. So I think we've already signed off on doing the West Jamaica Road, but I think we need to step it up. I mean, if he's doing the work or whoever's doing the work, we need to have a better plan of getting the road put back together sooner, and getting it put to bed.
No, I appreciate your feedback for sure. And, you know, Don's going to be way more involved, you know, this year as well. And I understand that once you let Buck know that you weren't satisfied, we didn't.
Yeah. You did, and I understand it. I prefer that none of us had to be put in that position forward because it's not the way we want to do things. It's not. I don't like being that way, but I got to the point where I was like, if I don't, it's going to be Christmas, and we're still going to be screwing around up there. And at one point, I even sent my own grader down to smooth it up because I was getting flack from the people on the road about it's really rough. And I'm like, yeah, I know it is. And so finally, I just said, look, Stuart, go down there and see what you can do to smooth it up. But that's the part that made me unhappy. It was just, I think there was just too much time. I think there was, in my opinion, I think they ought to be trying to do that culvert as soon as that wheel goes by. And then just kind of working along with it rather than, because I think it was like a good solid 2 weeks before they even started on the culverts. And I kept thinking, man, I hope it doesn't start pouring here. And we were, you know, we had a super dry summer. So somebody was looking down on us, you know, I mean, but it's just, I was like, man, if this was like some of the summers we've had, we'd have a mess up there, you know. But as far as everything else went, it went fine. You know, I think going forward, if we're going to do any more underground,
simultaneous.
Yeah, I think it just needs to finish to flow better. I think
right?
it, you know,
so
I think
start,
it,
finish.
Yeah, yeah.
So like I said, once we see Willis Cemetery, we'll know.
Yep.
Know, if we
yeah, and I mean, I didn't see anything that I think is horrible. I think there may be some touch-up ditching they need to do, and I think that's really about it.
Okay.
I don't think there's any. They were really good about communicating where the boxes went. And I thought that they did a real good job of getting them out of our way and everything else. A guy by the name of Tao reached out to me the other day because I think he may have to like relay this out. He said something about there may be a change in wire, so it may change the layout of the poles a little bit.
Right.
And he wanted to know, he's like, well, how far exactly do you want them off the road? And I said, my suggestion is, why don't you stake them out and then get a hold of me and we'll look at them. Because I said, that's the best way for me to tell. Because I was like, sometimes it's hard for me to say I want it exactly 10 feet. I said, I don't want them too close, but I, you know.
Well, I think, too, like even your input that you had on mountain road.
Yeah, exactly. So, and that's what I said. I said, if you drive some stakes, give me a shout and we'll ride it. And I usually take Stuart with me because he's the wingman. And I'm like, what do you think? And he's like, no, I don't like that, or yes, I like that. So I said, I think we can talk through it.
We're going to talk about stuff before it's done.
Well, yeah, exactly. They've been great about, you know, Don, I had a couple of concerns. Don moved a couple of poles. And nobody's been, it's been fine. I mean, that part of it's been great. But I said, it's just easier for me to pick a figure and say, I want you a minimum of six, you know. I said, pop some stakes and we'll look at it. And that's the best way, you know.
Like I said, we rode the mountain road together.
Yeah, exactly.
I was looking at it on the way down tonight.
Yep.
So I think, again, just great feedback for us. We've gotten way better at our approach here. And this year, our program ends September 30th. So anything we start this year ends, is done, and put in service by then. We don't have an opportunity to wrap around or push too late in the fall. So what we're proposing to do is put at least four of those saws in play, you know, simultaneously. So we plan on starting in this area and keeping the machine here until we're done. So we really only have about 12 weeks to trench this year and get all that done. So obviously, like I said, we have this project of bridges, the other new business that we wanted to talk about. The only other, Pike Hollow, which is overhead. It's a little bit more standard fare, like out here outside the door. But we did want to try and bury Kennedy Road. So obviously, you know, welcome your thoughts on that. We have other work we're going to do. I mean, obviously, this is a big project doing, you know, West Jamaica Road and getting Stratton Arlington.
This is where you're not going to like me. I think it's a bad road to bury. And honestly, I think there's two things. There's the grades that are on it, and there's the amount of traffic that travels that road. That road gets, and we did a study on it, it gets about 140 cars a day.
Okay. Coming out from the Wardsboro end?
What's that?
Coming out from the Wardsboro end.
Well, both ways. Everybody pretty much drives with a GPS now, and the locals that don't know it cuts off about 5 miles. So it gets a ton of traffic. I mean, I know you when you're standing on it, you think you're out in the middle of nowhere, but we did. I was curious about Penny Avenue, and that has nothing to do with you. So when Wyndham Regional did the traffic study, I said, do you have enough of those things to do Kennedy Road too? And it was like 145 a day. And I'm like, that's a lot of traffic for that type of a project. That
still thinks there's more cars on Pike Hollow.
They're about the same. They're about the same before that study.
Penny Avenue.
Yeah.
Penny Avenue is a son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Probably do it like we did at Ames Hill and Brattleboro, and we'll get signboards out on either end so that hopefully that notifies people that there may be traffic delays, there's construction underway.
Yeah, I mean, my only other concern is the steep grades on it, because we've poured a ton of money into trying to do culverts and stone lining and ditching and everything else, and I think we finally have it working. But I just hate to see it.
You have fabric in there? No.
We don't have any fabric in it. No. No.
But the road holds up pretty good. The road surface itself.
Certainly, again, this is why we're here, really just kind of, you know, talking about this. Like I told Ken, I don't expect any sort of decision from the town tonight. Just kind of, we need to talk about these. Obviously, we have some hanging chad there with the little cemetery where we have to look at that. We have this project to do, which is a big ticket. We're trying to get the circuit socked away, so if the town's not on board with some of this work, we just have to look at where that leaves us.
And I'm not, and I understand what you're trying to do, and I appreciate it when my power doesn't go out, you know, and I'm not trying to be the Debbie Downer, you know. I mean, I'm just trying to be honest with you.
Okay.
That's all.
That's all we can ask. Really,
I have the utmost respect for your company and for your linemen and all the guys. I mean, I think you're
almost skeptical of the underground, especially when it fails. You know, we always try to work with everybody that comes in to do it.
Absolutely,
to do do it correctly, yep. Not just come in haphazard. When it's done, and it looks neat, and everything's fine and dandy.
Yep.
You wouldn't want anybody coming in just raising hell with things.
Couldn't agree more. So,
that's why these meetings are wonderful.
Everything else has been good. The Grattan guys have been really good to work with, and you'll want the shop again this year. That's fine. Yeah, they've been great. That's worked out fine.
And I think it might be raised this way this year, but.
Yeah, whatever. No, that's fine. They're
working on the other end.
That's worked out good.
West Jamaica Road.
Yeah. That's worked out good. They've been they've worked out well, and we got room down there, and probably even more room during the summer. So
maybe we can leave it once the road opens up a little bit. Let's have a look at Little Cemetery and make sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't think there's really anything there that's going to be. I think they may just have to do a little ditch cleanup. It was pretty. Down near the bottom, it was pretty wet by the time they got to it down there at the end of the year.
That last culvert.
Yeah. So I think they just got to do a little bit of shaping up down there and make it look a little bit nicer. And I don't think it's anything big. My guess is they can probably do everything in a day. It's really nothing. There's really nothing bad there. It's just some cleaning up. That's what happens when you finish something late.
Yeah.
And it's just,
No, that's the point.
I'm curious to see how his gravel holds up, because gravel is something we always have a problem with, and it might be something we want to look at if it holds up good,
But they put down.
What do you normally get?
We end up using a lot of Sure-Pak from East Jamaica, and it gets slimy and muddy.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of curious to see how
they use it.
Yeah. It's because it's a real soft rock down there, so it kind of pulverizes, and then it becomes slime, it's getting harder and harder to get, real gravel now, because nobody can open a pit, because the permitting part of it is so difficult,
We have a gravel. So we keep sourcing from Adams.
If
you're happy with the material.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be okay. I mean, it froze up so quick, because it got so cold in November. And it's stayed hard as a rock. I don't know what's going to happen when the frost comes out, but that's going to happen on every road. I mean, there's frost heaves this year that we've never had.
The roads are awful.
Can't even take a cup of coffee.
No. Oh, man. I'll tell you what.
I live up the top end of Penny Avenue, and you come down 100, it's like the old cement roads. This all the way down.
There's a spot up here that's so bad, I lift my plow up going over it because I'm afraid it's going to break something.
I remember them a lot worse on Route 100.
Yeah.
I mean, they were like, Christ, they'd throw you out of your seat.
Yeah, no, they're all, it's bad. It's the frost has got to be a long way down.
Well, let's just maybe we'll schedule time with you, Chris, and we'll look at what we're proposing. And, it's pretty common for us to come back around. And, we hadn't been in a while, so predominantly, really, what we wanted to do is come in and say thank you, get the feedback, and we'll kind of hold on to new business here. We'll see if we have some other options on Kennedy. Obviously, I think it goes together with the Newell Hill, so we just need to look at that.
I said, when Tao comes out, when he gets it, laid out, stuff will look at it.
Get all staked out here.
Yeah. I think he said that he's coming back to do some more now, because it had something to do with a different type of wire? So it's a different span.
It's kind of the same thing we're running down this right now.
Is that what they call tree wire?
Well, it is tree wire, but it's a steel messenger.
Yeah.
We call it spacer cable.
Yeah.
So it's steel messenger with really thick insulation on the conductor.
Yep.
And then that's hanging from those fibers.
Yeah, so if you look up there, it looks like a little seahorse.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
It looks like there's the bracket and the messenger and the conductor. Before, tree wire would be unprotected.
Protections.
So
now
we're just kind of.
Yeah, no, it's looking really nice what they're doing.
Yeah, okay.
And I'll ask you guys again, but do you guys have any poles consolidated on getting the old poles out?
We're working on it more frequently, and I think we're getting a little bit of play.
Yeah. I know it's not your fault.
Well, that's
just
Vivian, though, right?
Or whoever. You know, whatever.
And Comcast is Xfinity.
There'll be something else in another 3 months.
Are you buying anybody else out?
Yeah.
Any other feedback, challenges, you know, feedback from residents, customers?
Everybody seems to be happy.
Nowhere near the outages. I mean,
yeah.
No, we have had light, fluffy snow this winter, but it's, you know, where as opposed to some of the years where we get that heavy cement.
A lot of that has to do with Route 100, too.
Yeah.
We would use it all the time on that three. It takes one pine branch across that three phase.
Yep.
Yeah. There was stuff that.
There was one incident not too long ago, and that's where it was. The gal told me, you know, he's had a business surprise, but I think they got most of that.
No, I mean, you know, like I said, your guys are great, and the Grattan guys have been real, you know, everybody's been good to work with.
My kid dropped off a generator from me, haven't had to use it since.
That's a good thing. I like your help.
You should drop that thing off about 5 times a year.
Yeah, well, like those, the last two big outages we had were because of Wardsboro. It was either Wardsboro or East Maine.
It's never been much up here, really. Well,
And that one night it was so bad, you know, the state couldn't plow. And then if Stewart hadn't plowed the hill for him, I think Johnny would have been screwed. I mean,
that was that big winter storm there?
Yeah,
that tree down by the mill.
Right? It was just that it was nobody's fault.
The state just went off the road, right? The truck was on its flop on its side over there.
Yeah, but Johnny couldn't get up through.
Yeah.
And then it just let it down. And Stewart went to do, he wanted to push down Penny Avenue, which I used to do a lot.
Yeah.
And he plowed the road from the Stratton Arlington Road up. And Johnny said afterwards, he goes, if he hadn't done that, I don't think I would have made it. He said, I don't think I could have done it.
Yeah.
You know, because our trucks are quite a bit more powerful than theirs.
Yeah.
And because he was like, we would have been screwed. He said, I don't know what we would have done. But it's a tough hill.
I took her to work that day. And I went, hold on, honey. I don't know if it's going to work. I couldn't even see. Yeah. I was relying more on my side mirrors to see where the hell I was at. I was coming over the fucking top of the hood. We are not stopping.
So, okay.
Yeah.
So we'll work through Chris. We'll work our way back to you through Kent here over the next month or so, hopefully. And how's everybody ready for town meeting?
Oh yeah. They're boring. We used to have some good, you know.
Wow, we're bickering.
About 20 minutes is about it.
We'd
start at 10 o'clock and we wouldn't finish till after lunch. A lot of times we'd have to wait till after the school board meeting to finish town meeting. Yeah. Now we just. Of course, they don't have the people that argue anymore. They're mostly people that have been here.
Take it to the floor of town meeting. Well, thank you so much, really.
Yeah,
thank you.
Guys.
Thanks for coming.
Appreciate the town's
partnership.
Thank you, guys. So we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Yep. Yep. Sounds good.
USA.
USA. Yeah.
That's it, man. Highlight 100 more times.
Oh, God. I guess, what's her name down there? Geraldine in the little tiny house said that down by them near the water in Connecticut, they pulled all the plow trucks off because of the wind. They couldn't see. So she said along the coast, they just shut them down. They said until this wind stops.
Shut the roads out.
They wouldn't even let the guys plow down there.
Yeah, we had pretty mild today compared to...
Oh, God. This today was nothing.
Really? I mean, this ain't shit.
8 inches in my house.
I don't even think we had that. Half an hour, like 34.
Yeah, set a record. Yeah.
34 inches an hour?
Yeah, in Providence. Yeah, set a record.
And they probably got drifts that are 8 foot high.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. B&B, what else we got for road crew?
There's really not a whole hell of a lot. There's a possibility that the only thing is... we've got to start the selection process for the engineering firm on that Stilesbrook culvert. And Colin from Wyndham Regional, who's the project manager for that, he's a guy who's like that Lady Bargo is for the Grout Pond one who comes to see us. He'd like to get together with me, and he said we always like someone else from the town. He was supposed to call me today, and he never did. But if you're around this week, maybe we can get together and just kind of go through this. They have a list of pre-qualified engineers, and I know when I talked to Jeff about this from the mountain, he was really hoping that it could be that VHB company that's doing the Grout Pond one because they're already doing the stream monitoring, but they're not on the available list right now. So we may have to go with somebody else. I mean, he may not get his wish, but it is what it is.
I should be around.
All right.
I got to go to Brattleboro tomorrow morning.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'm around except for Friday afternoon. I got another
one. I'm avoiding the crap. Where are they screwed up? The fucking state. Freaking state.
But other than that, I'm working on getting the, you know, the paving grant and all that kind of stuff done. But we have plenty of time, but I want to have it done before I go out. And then if everything goes right, I'll be out from the 11th of March until whenever I'm walking good enough to come back, which, you know, the last time it was like 4 or 5 weeks. She let me come back and do stuff at the office. Right. So I hope that's the case this time.
But at the match, I'll be in Tennessee.
The guys know what they got to do. And I asked Steve Fletcher if he would come down and sign the papers that I asked him to sign 2 years ago so he can legally be on the books. Allie has some stuff that she needs signatures on. And he said he's willing to help them if they get like a real big storm or something like that.
We still got to get them down there, right?
Yeah, we just got to get them to sign the papers. They're in my box.
Put a 12 pack on
them. Yeah.
Can you just say something about all of it? Has all the paperwork done.
Oh, okay. Okay, all right. That's great, too, because he could run the little truck. Or something, you know. I don't know if he has a CDL, but that's fine. Yeah, and it would only, like, be if there's a big storm. If we have something like we had today, we can handle, you know. Stuart and I have done it a bunch of times.
Steve's got the CDL.
Exactly, but it's nice, like, if we get one of these bomb jobs that we sometimes get in March, it's nice to have another guy, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Well, you got to put Stewie on a grader.
Well, yeah, or whatever, you know, so. Other than that, there's really not that much. Just I think we have enough salt for the remainder of the year. I'm going, as you can see, I didn't use it today because I just felt like with the wind still blowing and everything, and I don't trust the radar that I look at anymore. That's what I figured, and then we can just go out and clean it up.
I think that works great, personally.
I went around at about 4 o'clock and sanded everything today, and I was like, good enough, you know.
It's supposed to stay warm.
Yeah.
All next week. All
honestly, week. I mean, it's the sun's hot enough now, so it's starting to work on its own.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't take a whole lot.
You just
got to
get one spot opened up, and it'll just.
Tomorrow's going to be sunny, but it's going to be cold too, though, right? I don't think it gets too warm.
I'm not proud. I don't care if the roads are black all the time. I mean, if they can get around on them, it's good enough.
As long as they're not slushy.
People got to learn how to drive again.
I like driving on a snow-covered road.
I love it.
I think a lot of times they're better.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're not slime and they're not.
Worsbrough salted the shit out of everything.
He salted this morning, and I was like, boy, Jake, that's a big mistake for a guy that doesn't have much salt.
Yeah.
Windhall waited till this afternoon, and then they bared off Taylor Hill, and their road looked great, but. What I don't like about bearing them off that late in the day is they stay wet, and then the wind blows a bunch of shit on them, and then they're like walking on grease again.
Yeah,
so I was just like, we're not going to do it. We'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
I saw
this morning where, he had drops on it. It hadn't really worked that much yet.
Yeah.
This afternoon when I came up through that way, I went, holy shit. It was pretty slimy.
Yeah, that's what I don't like about it. It's just,
Then I heard our town lights, this is perfect.
Yep.
Yeah. I like doing a couple power slides.
And if you throw a little sand on them, when the sun sees that brown, it starts working.
Yeah.
And there's a minute amount of salt in that sand, too. I mix a little bit in just to keep it kind of loose.
Whatever's in there, it's working.
Yeah, right? It's fine. It's working good.
David Shays and RK Miles for.
Sounds good to me.
Perfect. You get down for us in records, I guess, right? There was nothing.
But this is just a part of the highway.
Huh?
These are part of the highway. So.
Oh, okay. We haven't got that.
You want to see these things?
I don't need to. RK Miles is always really good about calling if they have deliveries.
When?
About this time of the year, they'll always call and say, are your roads posted? And I was like, no, but they're, And they're real good about communicating.
Right.
It is. They're the best. They're the only one that does. They always check, and we don't post our roads. And I think I haven't. You know, the logger out there understands that if it starts getting bad, then
there are all these trucks, all that stuff is coming from out there.
Yeah,
I see him moving through the speed area all the time, 3, 4, 5 times a day.
Yeah, he's He's laying it down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Who's doing that?
Guy by the name of Pitts. Tyler Pitts.
Danby.
Yeah.
Danby?
Yeah, up in that Danby Wallingford area. Yeah.
He's giving it out.
Yeah, he's got a bunch of that mechanized stuff out there, and he's letting her rip. His father's house just burned down. His father owns the company. About 2 weeks ago, his father's house burned one day. But it's him and his brother and the dad, and they got a couple guys, and they have a log truck of their own, and then they hire a few trucks, and they're pulling firewood and pulp and,
yeah,
you know, a bunch of different junk out of there. So, yeah. But when I talked to him, when I talked to him early on, he said, you know, when do you post your roads? And I said, well, we don't really. I said, we just kind of, if somebody's working in town, we just talk to each other. And if it's frozen up early in the morning, go. Or go at night if it's frozen up. And if it gets bad during the day, you may have to shut it down. He's like, that's cool. He said, that's, you know.
And we had a lot of years since we posted the road. Been a lot of years.
Well,
comes out, you know, pretty decent.
Yeah. From what I gather from the seminars that I've been to, it's very difficult to post a road legally. If you follow, you practically need Bobby Fisher here to understand. I mean, technically, they're supposed to be posted by the 10th of February, I think, legally. Yeah. You're supposed to have your signs up. If you follow,
that's calling it too, way too far.
If you follow all the letter of their requirements, that's why, that's another reason I don't do it. I think most people just get away with putting the sign up, and it scares people. Yeah. They're like, oh, geez, they're posted. We can't go on.
Yeah. Well, nobody knows what the rules and regulations are.
And I don't know, to be perfectly honest with you. And I've been to a couple of these seminars.
Okay, you kind of go to law school.
Right? Oh, it's confusing. Because if somebody wanted to challenge you on it, I think we'd end up looking like a bunch of jerks if it's not done right. You know, if somebody wanted to, I mean, you get those legal load limit signs have to be at every entrance to your town. They have to be at a certain height on the post. There can't be another. And I'm like, why? Why does this have to be this complicated? You know?
Because the state likes it that way.
Oh, yeah, I guess. But
it's like unemployment. That's
but we always, like, and we don't have the same issues that a lot of towns have. You know, I mean, we don't have trucks coming through here every single day. And
yeah, none of that. We're high enough so the frost usually comes out fairly slow. Right?
Yeah.
And this isn't a big problem.
And if it turns out that they're working on one of our side roads, I usually just go and talk to them. And most of the guys are pretty decent about it.
Yeah.
You know, they're
happy you didn't come in most of the time.
Yeah. Tyler said that's part of the reason he took this job, because he said, I figured up there I could probably work later through the spring than we usually do. Because he said, we usually have to pull the plug. You know, he said, we usually can't work anywhere in the spring. But he said, I figured up there, you know, he said, we might get another 2 or 3 weeks. And I said, you might get a month up there. You know, seriously. You know. And,
you can pay out the pilot. And,
well, check it out later on. If he short hauls a lot of it up to the landing, and then they can haul it out, you know, whenever.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay. Well, Forest Rec Area Trails and Projects Update. We got nothing on that, right?
No. Fisher's still on vacation.
So then, Town Hall and Rec Area.
I'll probably say that again. Yes, sir.
Senior Solutions?
Oh, yeah. I'm doing a presentation on March 18th at 1 o'clock. It's a Wednesday. Just to talk to anybody, any of these old fuckers over 65.
How fucking talk to them?
Old fuckers, listen to them.
I'm one of them.
You 65?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
You just hit it?
Yeah, that's fine. I make a motion to allow them to use whatever they want to use. Are there any other ones that I need to know about as far as just keeping the driveway plowed, like on weekends or anything?
Take a look at that board.
It doesn't matter. I usually, Tim's so anal about it, he shovels everything every day of the week. I mean, he's like Johnny on the spot with it. He's up here shoveling, you know. I was like, Tim, you don't have to shovel the back door at 4 o'clock in the morning. I said, we could, oh, no, I don't mind doing it. He's great. I'm not complaining, but I was just like, Tim, you can wait till daylight if you want to shovel around the generator. No, I don't mind doing it, blah, 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 blah. He's like,
there's something to do.
Oh, yeah, he's nuts. He's
been to the last meeting.
He's a good guy. Timmy's a good boy. Stuart is too. They're both very good. Tim is late.
He was here.
There ain't no grass growing under that kid's feet.
And, change in reporting requirements for the stat and transfer station.
Yeah, I mean, used to be a quarter. Now they change it this year to once a year.
Okay.
What we've got going. No.
In the regional draft, Act 181, future land use map, town of Stratton. You look at this?
I did. There's a lot of conservation on there, but it's not really anything that gets applied to the development. It's just kind of what they hope to
see. Are they done with Act 250 yet? Because they're supposed to be doing something about roads and things, so they don't
anything
fraction land.
800 feet has to have any new road or new driveway over 800 feet long has to go through Act 250. When, I don't remember when that's coming through.
Driveways too?
I think so.
Yeah. Well, they're trying to stop.
It used to be that
way. Cutting up all the way in, yeah.
Pretty sure they had some extra regulation over 800 feet and dropped it years and years ago.
I thought they were trying to ease some of that stuff up. Encourage. Oh, that's what they've been talking about.
That's what they're talking about, yeah.
I mean, I think.
You know, talking is pretty cheap.
I think Scott, I think Scott's all for it, but I think.
Talk is pretty
at
cheap.
At least they don't have that super majority bullshit going on with Democrats anymore.
We're going to be screwed when he's not going to be governor anymore because he's been pretty.
He's been the best buffer for that shit.
I think, anyway. That's just my own opinion. He seems like he's got kind of a level head on his shoulders. And probably end up.
He's an all-time Republican.
Yeah.
Back when we used to vote Republican.
Yeah, he just seems like, you know.
So we make a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So what they're doing on West Jamaica Road, are they planning any kind of underground there?
No. Well, yeah, because we signed off on that for them last year.
They are going to do that?
Yeah, they want to do it down there. And that doesn't bother me as bad because it doesn't get near the traffic and it doesn't have the grade on it.
Okay.
You know, I mean.
I just don't like the shit, period.
I don't. I just think Kennedy Road is.
I think that was a big waste of money.
We could close Kennedy Road, too. We have to go for other things.
It's pretty hard for that period of time.
Yeah. Yeah, if they could get in there and get it done and get out of there, it'd be one thing. But.